Hello, my name is Freya. I am one of Epilepsy Scotland's student ambassadors and welcome to Season 2, Episode 2 of our podcast series, Living with Epilepsy, The Student Experience. This episode is called Epilepsy, ADHD and OCD, where we will discuss ADHD, OCD and the relationship these conditions have with epilepsy and how they may impact a student with epilepsy. So first, let's talk about ADHD. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, commonly abbreviated to ADHD, is a disorder associated with impulsiveness, inattention, and hyperactivity. It is typically diagnosed in childhood and can have negative effects on behaviour, which has been known to cause issues for children at school. As a person's attention is affected, their ability to follow tasks, pay attention to work, sit still for long periods, and many other learning activities are negatively impacted, leading to a large disadvantage in traditional education systems. These difficulties may improve as a child ages, but many issues of ADHD persist into adulthood, which can cause difficulties within college, university, the workplace, and in social life. Moving into adulthood with ADHD can see it manifest in lesser known ways, such as compulsive eating, substance misuse, chronic stress, emotional outbursts, sleep disturbances, and many others. Adults with this condition may struggle holding down a job, managing relationships, and dealing with finances due to attention and impulsivity issues. Although ADHD can present in an array of ways regardless of sex, there are trends of symptoms that tend to differ between men and women. While men present more external symptoms, such as hyperactivity or disruptive behaviours, women tend to show internalised symptoms, like low self-esteem or anxiety. This can lead to the underdiagnosis of females with ADHD due to the less obvious nature of their condition. However, as awareness of the condition grows, more and more adults are seeking assessments for ADHD that may have been missed before. This is allowing an increased amount of diagnosis in the female population. Knowing how this condition tends to manifest differently based on sex can help people recognise ADHD within themselves and get the correct support. While ADHD is already one of the most common psychiatric disorders amongst children, this risk increases further if you're epileptic. More specifically, the attention-focused deficits of ADHD are believed to have a strong link with a diagnosis of epilepsy. As you can imagine, managing both the symptoms of epilepsy as well as those of ADHD can be a difficult and exhausting task. This is only made tougher by a lack of awareness surrounding common comorbidities of epilepsy and how they may need separate, focused treatment for both conditions. In the context of higher education, having both epilepsy and ADHD can affect someone's experience in a range of ways. Both have a large impact on studying and learning due to issues of memory and focus, which make meeting deadlines, performing in exams, and learning in a classroom environment a greater challenge. Creating a healthy balance between work and fun is a trying but vital process at university. Unfortunately, students will often sacrifice sleep, healthy eating, and maintaining a healthy social life to prioritise their studies. Whilst this is not advised for any individual, sacrificing these health necessities is a great risk to a person with epilepsy in managing the condition. As we know from last year's season, a lack of sleep, a poor diet, and a lack of social involvement can negatively affect a person's epilepsy. ADHD makes this balance even harder, as it affects the ability to time manage and resist impulses, which is important to someone's control of their epilepsy. Moving away from ADHD, we will now consider another psychiatric disorder known as obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD for short. Despite being a well-known disorder, there are a lot of stigmas attached to OCD, which often leaves the general public to believe cleaning and organising are perhaps the main or only symptoms. However, this is only a small insight into how the disorder can present. The main components of OCD are obsessive thoughts that lead to compulsive behaviours. Obsessions can take form in the shape of urges, thoughts, or even just an image that is disturbing and unwanted, causing anxiety for the person having them. This can lead to the performance of repetitive behaviours to ease the obsession, better known as compulsions. These behaviours can consist of constant washing of hands if you're having obsessive worries of illness, or repetitively checking if a child is still breathing if your obsessions revolve around your child's health and safety. Having OCD can lead to feelings of shame and self-hatred due to the nature of many of the urges and thoughts, despite the person not wanting to act on them. This can cause avoidance of related social situations and areas, feeling of low self-worth and depression, as well as a chronic anxiety surrounding the intrusive thoughts. When compared to the general population, OCD is more prevalent amongst those with epilepsy, as was the case with ADHD. It is associated with temporal lobe epilepsy, as opposed to idiopathic generalized epilepsy. Having OCD alongside epilepsy has a large influence on life as a student. Obsessive thoughts can be isolating, and having out-of-control compulsions can make it difficult to manage a timetable of learning and socialising. Anxiety surrounding both conditions can increase stress considerably, which creates a negative cycle that could impact epileptic activity and obsessive-compulsive behaviours. For epilepsy, ADHD and OCD, medications are a common treatment. While these are often essential for control over these conditions, balancing different medications can become complicated. For example, there are concerns that anti-epileptic drugs may worsen ADHD symptoms, while stimulant medication used for ADHD treatment may trigger more seizures. Therefore, treating these symptoms in a comorbid patient has an increased amount of difficulty. This does not mean it is impossible, and there are balances that can be struck between these conditions to allow those affected the best possible quality of life. However, it can be tricky to manage taking a lot of medication, especially at university or college, where it may be someone's first time living away from their guardians. Efforts such as developing a routine or setting reminders on your phone can make all the difference when it comes to managing your medications. If you or someone you know is a student with epilepsy that also struggles with symptoms of ADHD and/or OCD, with or without an official diagnosis, please contact the student support team at your college or university. These services can provide you with tailored support that can help you throughout your time as a student in a variety of ways. This may include assistive technologies, extra time on exams and assessment, tutoring, mental health mentorship, counselling, general guidance on relieving day-to-day student stresses, DSA or disabled student allowance, advice on sourcing help from outside of your institution, employment advice and support, and help with travel. Although support may be different if you do not have an official diagnosis, it is still worth reaching out for assistance if you're feeling negatively impacted by your symptoms. For more information, you may also contact Epilepsy Scotland by visiting our website www.epilepsyscotland.org.uk, or you can contact us by emailing contact@epilepsyscotland.org.uk. Thank you for listening.